Congress to vote on auditing the Fed, the global slowdown, and Canadians warned about carrying too much cash in the United States. How do you do? I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, September 15th. First, a look at the calendar for the week ahead, and first, on Monday, is a report on industrial production for the month of August. Those numbers have turned up from their lower levels earlier in the year. The consensus guesses that the industrial production number will show up plus 0.3%. On Tuesday, we'll learn about the August increase in the producer price index, and then on Wednesday, it's the consumer price index. The consensus for both the PPI and the CPI is to come in unchanged. 2 days of Fed meetings again this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, followed, of course, by the committee's carefully fabricated announcement and Janet Yellen's press conference, both Wednesday afternoon when the meetings wrap up. We'll hear about August housing starts and the weekly jobless claims numbers on Thursday. And here's one for world watchers. Scotland's vote on independence is also on Thursday. Well, the real story in the economy is the rate at which a global slowdown is proceeding. Gold traded lower over the weekend, along with copper and oil overseas, as weak data came in from China, revealing the pace of China's industrial output growth to be the weakest since the mortgage meltdown years ago. A slowdown in China, along with Russia, Brazil, Japan, and so much of Europe, is the kind of macroeconomic condition that even the United States and its economy cannot be insulated against. In Washington, the House is scheduled to vote this week on the Audit the Fed bill. It's good to get members on the record with their votes, and that is designed to let lawmakers campaign for re-election back home talking about their support for the popular Audit the Fed measure. Of course, that doesn't mean that they will actually support the measure when it counts and when the real power of the Fed and the state are unleashed to block the Audit the Fed bill. Just as one example among so many, even Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid at one time said he supported an audit of the Fed when it was expedient for him to say so, but he has since refused to let the bill come before the Senate. Former Congressman Ron Paul, who of course was the driving force behind the public's awakening about the Federal Reserve and its activities, says if Harry Reid refuses to hold the vote before the Senate leaves town, you can help us make sure the American people hear about it all the way until Election Day and build up so much pressure that by the time Congress returns, the Senate will be forced to act in the lame duck session. It is amazing to think that even the smallest public companies in the United States are audited, but that the Federal Reserve, the largest financial institution in the world, one that is capable of booming and busting the economy at will, is not publicly audited, and we don't really know what they're doing. This has been an act of raw neglect on the part of the American people and their elected representatives as well. When important things are neglected in this manner, the consequences can usually be very grim indeed. A story from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation warns Canadians against carrying too much cash into the United States. The report from the CBC's senior Washington correspondent bears the headlines, American Shakedown. Police won't charge you, but they'll grab your money. U.S. police are operating a coordinated scheme to seize as much of the public's money as they can. And that's just the headline. The story details police stops of travelers, often on a pretext of the driver following too closely or making an unsafe lane change, but the objective is a chance to search vehicles and commandeer cash on the pretext that it may be drug money. The objective, says the story, the objective is to take your money away and not burden the system, according to the CBC. They write, you'll have the right to seek its return in court, but of course that will mean big lawyer fees and legally documenting exactly where the money came from, and you will need to prove that you are not a drug dealer or a terrorist. It might take a year or two and several trips back to the jurisdiction where you were pulled over. Sorry, says the CBC report on Canadians carrying cash into the United States. So the report concludes with this advice, as the Canadian government notes, there is no law against carrying it here or any legal limit on how much you can carry. But if you're on an American roadway with a full wallet, in the eyes of thousands of cash-hungry cops, you're a rolling ATM. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity commentary for our new week. Have a great week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.